Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is
what a difference a day makes. My friends, the meltdown is now occurring before our very eyes. Have you heard some of these pundits and some of these experts talking about how the Trump decision or the Trump penalty of $464 billion, basically, was reduced by the appellate judge panel today or yesterday on Monday? Folks, this is unbelievable. Well, actually, I do believe it. And I love the way that Kevin O'Leary put it. He's, of course, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. He said the adults came into the room, and I was under the impression that the adults were the Biden administration, that they were coming in finally to save us from Donald Trump back in 2020. And folks, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. But there was a little bit of good news today, wasn't there? A little bit of hope for Donald Trump. And he's living to fight another day on this after this ridiculous judgment was handed down to him. And we're going to be telling you all the details here in just a few moments. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Tuesday edition of the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to leave us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening to us, of course, on AM 860, The Answer, and, of course, everybody along the GCN network. Thanks to GCN working so hard for the program. We sure appreciate that. They distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the nation. And also, of course, a shout-out to everybody picking us up this morning on TalkStream Live. Glad to be with you here this morning. Well, and also we got Richard the Marine. He's chiming in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, hello, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees, cloudy and calm. No wind, he says. This afternoon we will have sunshine. Well, that's good. I'm glad. He says, boy, I sure hope President Trump has read the book of Job. The reward is coming, he says. Have a great day, Richard. Well, thank you, Richard, and Semper Fi to you this morning, of course. Yes, I would perchance to think that President Trump is more than likely familiar with the trials of Job, of course, in the Old Testament, reputedly, I think, maybe one of the oldest books, if not the oldest book in the Old Testament. Of course, Job went through so much and was assailed on all sides, you know, lost his family, lost his possessions, all these things, but was restored in the end. And sometimes, especially when things that we go through, we can sometimes feel just like that. But President Trump seems to be a very distinct example of this kind of assault. And this is really what's been going on, my friends, is an assault against Donald Trump in order to make sure that he can't run for president. Something he said in part of his response judgment being reduced significantly, it was reduced down to $175 million. So if he can produce that bond within 10 days, then this will be able to proceed to appeal and the process continues. But certainly one of the things that he said during his response was that, you know, if I wasn't running for president, none of this would be happening. This wouldn't be going on. That is a key, folks, to all of this. This is exactly what the far left and the Democrat Party elite and the media don't want you to really think about in this process. They truly want you to believe that Letitia James went through and is prosecuting this fraud of inflating the value of your property to the bank, which we've already talked about. The bank does its own due diligence. The bank has to be able to be comfortable with what they're doing to make a loan or to do business. If they don't do that properly, they lose. And there's all kinds of trouble that will come as a result of that. So this narrative that Trump was simply now caught red-handed doing this thing and so forth, and somehow it's odd. And, of course, there were no damages, that nobody was damaged. I love the way Jonathan Turley puts it. He says, look, I mean, these banks wanted to do more business with Donald Trump. Why? Because they were making a profit at this. And that is, the last time I checked, the objective here. But, of course, they're going after Donald Trump because he's running for president, because they're scared, because they really don't understand how he has connected with the American people, with the American voter. Yes, arguably, some don't like his personality. You know, we hear that. I've heard that here on this show and so forth. And not everybody likes everybody else's personality. But this is the one thing the Democrats can't get away from. They can't get away from that people would rather put their problems to Donald Trump and say, here's the foreign policy problem. Here's the economic problem. Here's the problem at the border. Here's the problem at, you know, whatever it might be. China, Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Hamas, terrorism, all these things. They're finding, and the Democrat Party elite don't understand, they would rather give these problems to Donald Trump, for lack of a better expression, and then be able to live their lives and prosper and go about their business, knowing that there is somebody behind that resolute desk who's going to make the decisions and is going to always put them first. My friends, today, or yesterday, technically it was on Monday, but yesterday was a very, very significant day. It's not over by a long shot at this point, but this case can begin to proceed. That is also key, because nowhere else other than some authoritarian dictatorship of a state would you have the ability for one judge and one prosecutor to say, we got you, there's nothing you can do, there will be no appeal, because we are going to literally manufacture this enormous penalty for you. Folks, that's not the American way. I'll tell you that much. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Tuesday edition, off to a great start.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. One for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin',
all right.
Living it up in the city.
We are launching, of course, into the Tuesday edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. Kyle Warren with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine this morning. And by the way, I really appreciate getting this message. I got a message from Frederick, who listens to us up in New York City, and he had actually been down, I think, in the Tampa, in the Sarasota area just recently, and he sent us some messages while he was visiting, and he writes me and he says, good morning, Kyle. I'm back in the Union of New York Socialist Republics. He says, so looking forward to your common sense dialogue among the quests. Well, I appreciate that so much, Frederick. I'm glad that you had safe travels getting back to NYC. And at the very least, a little bit of sanity, a little bit of sanity and common sense prevailed in New York on Monday. And that's a great thing. Maybe you had a little, I don't know, it's connected. Frederick went back to New York City. Suddenly this wonderful thing happens. And so in my estimation, it's tied together. It's got to be. But thank you, Frederick. I appreciate the message so much. Also, Mark in Clearwater, thank you for your great message. I appreciate it. I'm actually going to be mentioning it here in just a little bit, especially when we get to the segment four here of hour number one, where we'll be playing our first song of the night, because it is Times Two Tuesday, everybody. We're going to have two songs by the same artist, one that you probably know and one that you might not be as familiar with. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. We got a great song, two great songs lined up for tonight. Once again, folks, it was quite a day. And I can't imagine right now that Letitia James and others are just going apoplectic about this whole thing. Trump told reporters earlier this, according to AP, according to the Washington Post, says we'll put up the cash or bond very quickly. He said, and of course he will be able to do that. By all accounts, he should be able to do that with a greater ease than getting to the $500 million. And I'll tell you one thing, though, too, folks, because someone asked me earlier today, well, why doesn't somebody, you know, kind of step up on this? Why doesn't, you know, where, you know, others could, you know, lend him the money and this kind of thing? And I said, well, you know, and we've talked about it here on the program, you know, they would become targets themselves. See, this is how this pattern, and yes, I called it a pattern, this pattern of intimidation actually works. And that is, you have to slam somebody down so hard that everybody else who says, this is wrong, this is egregious, this is outside of, this is beyond the pale, this is not right, this is un-American, they just figure they can be next. That's why I like Mr. Wonderful so much, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank fame, because he seems to be pretty unafraid of calling it like he sees it in all of this. And because I think he speaks for a lot of business people who are in business, by the way. You see, the Attorney General of New York, from what we can tell by her actions, is not in the enforcement business. Certainly not in any other kind of justice crusade or something like that. She's in the politics business. She has been ever since she was running, maybe before that too, but certainly while she was running for Attorney General, elect me and I will find something. I will get Donald Trump. That, my friends, is also something the American people, the American voter, find incredibly abhorrent. Well, somebody else who has evidently found this whole thing to be unacceptable, I can't even get over it. I've been waiting to play this for you. This is actually a clip from MSNBC. This is of a person named Tristan Snell, S-N-E-L-L, Tristan Snell, who worked on the Trump University case. As an assistant attorney general in New York, you got to hear what this guy has to say about this reduction. Yes, I know I'm laughing, but you know these people are serious, as you can, you know, as all get out. But what he says is so ludicrous; it almost encapsulates so perfectly just how bizarre some of these people are really thinking. It's really, so let's listen in without further ado. Here we go.
So what does that process look like in the courtroom there?
Do we even need to ask? I mean, honestly, this is so infuriating. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed. I can tell you that much. I mean, David put it well. This is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. He has a private plane. He has private clubs that he lives in. You know, apparently, you know, he basically fashioned himself his own private militia to try to take over the Capitol. You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice.
Okay. We got to stop right there. Okay. We're going to roll that back just a little bit because we'll revisit some of that. My friends, this is just ultimate. I have no idea if this guy actually could hear himself say what he just said. There is a private or separate system of justice. It's a different process for Donald Trump. And he's decrying this because why? Because the $464 million was reduced to $175 million, which puts an appeal within reach. And, of course, however the judges arrived at that was totally flawed. And that is also just another, that's just another whopper, if you ask me. That's just amazing. How could you possibly even begin to wonder about this process? The process, Mr. Snell, is that I think anybody, and I don't have any, I'm not a lawyer, I haven't gone to law school, but it seems to be pretty egregious. And those who have gone to law school and have been constitutional law professors, they seem to think that this is pretty egregious. They seem to think that this, it rises to the level of cruel and unusual punishment. Everybody looking at this can see that this is something that is simply designed to keep Donald Trump, or let's just say the target, you know, whatever it is, whatever the political target is, just keep them out of the race. Keep them from being able to campaign. Oh, you know, how they're salivating. Oh, this is so wonderful. You know, he might be in trials all the way through the election, and he's not going to be able to go out and campaign. Because why? Because we love democracy. Because we love democracy, and we want to make sure that people can't even go out and campaign. For goodness sakes. So this guy, Tristan Snell, you know, he says, you know, this is a different process. Oh, and by the way, then he also has to, and it was almost like there was some other switch that went off in his brain that says, and now go for the class envy. Go for class warfare if you can. Make Donald Trump to be some elitist who's out of touch with everybody, which is the opposite of what Donald Trump is and how he's conducted himself, not only in the campaign for president, but before that as well. Donald Trump is always known for his helping people out and connecting with people and this kind of thing. So here comes Tristan Snell, and he says, this guy, you know, he's got a private plane. Oh, that's bad. You know, so do so many Democrat Party elites and their Hollywood counterparts. He has a private clubs that he lives in. Oh, boy, that's also a huge mark against him. He basically has fashioned himself his own private militia to take over the Capitol. Okay, they got to get that in there, I guess, some kind of reference. And now he's getting his own private system of justice. Tristan Snell, did you even begin to realize that the system of justice has actually been perverted in order to try to get Donald Trump? I would agree, only as far as to say there is a separate process for Trump. And that means if we're trying to get Trump, there are no rules. You can do whatever you want. The end justifies the means. Heck, this is how they would do it in the Soviet Union. It's like it's a manual. It's like an operations manual. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We are fired up this morning. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. The ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. This is the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. Nashville police have stated there is no evidence of foul play in the death of University of Missouri student Riley Strain. Preliminary autopsy results have determined the death to be accidental. Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
So now we know that the CEO of Boeing is going to step down as they have a pretty big management shakeup. Dave Calhoun, Boeing's now ex-CEO, I suppose. Well, he's actually going to step down about the end of 2024. But, you know, the clock is ticking, I guess. But obviously, Boeing has been having so many problems. In fact, yesterday on the program, we had a story that said that you have some travelers out there who are trying as hard as they can to avoid flying on Boeing aircraft. This is becoming a spiral, and I don't know how they get out of it. And again, no pun intended here, obviously, folks, but I don't know how they get out of it without having some kind of major shakeups, because there is something to be said, as we talk with Chris Markowski, watchdog on Wall Street, about Boeing and some of its internal problems, its business issues. Some of this has to do with maintenance that's performed by the airlines, by the way. But overall, the perception of what's happening at Boeing is now necessitating, I think, this kind of major shakeup. And maybe it will be to the good. We'll just have to see. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. I really do think that this particular reduction in the bond for Donald Trump from about 454, I've seen some where it's 464, but $500 million is pretty much what it was. that the reduction is there to 175, at the very least, is going in the right direction. His own attorney said, you know, basically they'll be able to say they've won overall when everything gets reversed. And I think on appeal and certainly at the Supreme Court, one might think that that would be the case because we don't know that there are any damages here. In fact, when we take a look at what the judge had said in his own ruling on this, you know, talking about there's a lack of remorse on the part of Donald Trump and the others, you know, his two sons as well, there's a lack of remorse. Well, folks, if you're not doing anything that is wrong, then you're definitely not going to, unless you're just trying to put on a show for the judge, I guess. But this is all part and parcel of showing, I guess, who's boss. And that's what this ruling was really all about. Who's boss? And that's why this appellate panel that came in and said, no, this has got to change, that is actually now showing who's boss. Not some judge somewhere, but the very foundations of our legal system, of our law, of the expectations, and of what would be considered, you know, professional practice here, and what would be considered fair. Now, but believe me, they should have just reduced this, as Turley was talking about, down to like a dollar or something. That would have probably been the biggest message they could send. But at the very least, everything continues at this point. Let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Jim in Clearwater this morning. Good morning, Jim. You're on the program.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to a topic you touched on last week about flag burning.
Okay, sure.
I was doing some looking on the Internet. There was a major case in 1989 that flag burning was illegal up till 1989.
Right.
Then it got struck down by the so-called Supreme Court. And anyway, some of the reason was it was considered like symbolic speech or something. The person that was the court itself, I mean, the case was Texas versus Johnson. This guy Johnson was a member of the Revolutionary Communist Youth Brigade.
Mm-hmm.
Great bunch there.
Right.
So anyway, it was a 5-4 decision. So it wasn't unanimous. And anyway, this Justice Kennedy, one thing he said, it is poignant but fundamental that the flag protects those who hold it in contempt. Now, I disagree with that because, like in Iran, they burn the flag. You know, it makes you an enemy of our country. So this guy's just saying, hey, you know, I'm a traitor, I'm an enemy. Should we be able to identify this guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's just what I look at.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I think you or I would never, that would never cross our mind, no matter how angry we might be with some, you know, action by the government, and certainly we're replete with weird actions by the government these days because we hold the flag in such high esteem. We have the veterans that are listening to this program right now. We have those that are not with us because they gave their last full measure to protect the flag, and we would honor that absolutely. And so it would never enter into our minds. Yeah.
Right. And plus, the way I'm looking at it, too, is like, if you burn my flag, you know, like, I pledge allegiance. In elementary school, we did the pledge of allegiance. And that's what you do. You pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Well, if you burn my flag, you're telling me I can't pledge allegiance to my country? That's not okay now. They talk about free speech, but this is above that, I think. And, you know, I think they just got it completely wrong. And the Congress has to pass an amendment. They tried passing a law, and they struck that down, but they could pass an amendment, and they tried to do it, but they never really got it done yet.
Yeah, I would know. Yeah, and it is such a terrible thing, and you're right. And like, for example, if we went to Tehran and tried to burn, you know, an Iranian flag, I mean, that would be, no one would ever hear from us ever again. You know, I'm joking, but yeah, exactly. But that's a huge difference in how they might deal with something like that. But it's just a sad thing, isn't it, that people are so unhappy with the United States, but yet are they burning the Iranian flag? Are they speaking out against all the travesties that are happening right now as we're talking here on the radio this morning? I don't think so, because they have a political axe to grind. They just have their own agenda, you know.
Right. Okay. Last one. Chime in on that.
Hey, well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate the call very much. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Jim in Clearwater. I appreciate so much of what he's talking about. It's so offensive, isn't it? And again, this is where we're headed, unfortunately, in this country. And unfortunately, it seems like all those that are offended by the very things that we hold dear, it's like, well, that's okay. If you're a flag honoring, you know, a patriot who loves their country, well, you can be offended all the live long day, but nobody else can. You know, if you said something about somebody's whatever it might be, well, then, you know, that's a hate speech or something that can be twisted into that. And that's really kind of where this pattern is. The pattern is supposed to be under this rubric of, well, everybody's going to be able to express themselves and there can be no kind of consequences for that. But when it comes to people expressing themselves about how much they love the country, then it could be construed as, well, you know, well, you can't say that. You know, you're going to offend so-and-so over there, you know. And we're kind of laughing, but it is a very, very, very serious thing, to be sure. So thanks to Jim for the call. Great call. I really do appreciate it. So again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number. If you'd like to opine, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning as well. And so this particular judgment could have been reduced to a dollar. So I think at the very least, it's doable at this point. At the very least, it's doable for Donald Trump. And again, I think as I was just mentioning in the last segment, you know, if you stack the deck such that the process can't even go on, well, that, my friends, then you don't have a process anymore. You don't have a legal system. You just have an authoritarian rule of people who want to feel like, well, guess what? I'm going to be seen in history as one of those who stopped Donald Trump in his tracks and all this other kind of weird stuff. As opposed to being, I'm one of the people that actually helped to tear down the system that actually is supposed to be blind and is supposed to be, to live up to that phrase, and justice for all. That's really what they're going to be remembered for. All right, we got James holding on the line. James, hold right there if you would through the break, and we'll talk to you as soon as we come right back. Kyle Warren with you, everybody. Tuesday morning edition. Stay right there.
Third Watch. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
We are making our way through the program this morning, and we're having fun on top of all that. So there. Well, we're glad that you're along with us this morning, folks, and glad to be getting new listeners all the time, by the way, and it's always great to get those great messages. We had a lot of great messages yesterday on the program as well. We got a really nice message and a really nice compliment in hour number four. From Anthony in Tampa, and it just really, really made my day, and so I do appreciate it. All right, so once again, folks, 949-822-7959. We do have a great song lined up this morning, but we've also got James in Clearwater. He's holding patiently on the line. He held through the break for us. So good morning, James. You're on the program.
Morning, Kyle. One thing that the left is really good at is psychological projection. I think it's Olinsky's rule number six. You blame and project on the other person that you really want to tear down what you yourself are doing. And if anybody has any doubt whatsoever about the Trump's role in the January 6th, the last person that you quoted or ran a bit on proves it, that they are the ones that have the private stuff going on. It's their personal Justice Department. You know, it's almost laughable, like you say, but it isn't. You know, it's and I think that any time you have a clip of such a derogatory slant against the freedom-loving people of America, mm-hmm. just bring up that rule of radical. Oh, here's another example of it. Oh, here's another example of it. Oh, here's another example of it. Every time it happens, and sooner or later, they're not going to be able to do that anymore.
I agree. Totally
what do you
agree.
Think about that?
Yeah, this. Yeah, the private, the separate system of justice is on display every darn day. Throughout this whole thing. And for this guy to come on and say, well, you know, Trump's got a private way of doing this, and you know, it's just laughable. And, you know, it's almost like somehow Trump did something that was wrong. You know, of course it wasn't. He didn't manipulate it. You finally had people that swoop in and do something.
And as proof is coming out that he did want to send troops there, and they were stopped. He's saying, oh, he's got a private plane. Yes, look at all the numbers. Even Nancy Pelosi didn't want to stop halfway across the country. Oh, no, she had to have a bigger plane that would fly nonstop.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. They love their private advantages.
Like I say, whatever they try to accuse us of, guarantees that's all the proof positive you ever need of they're doing it themselves.
You got that right, James.
Well, let's get on your traffic thing and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you, James. I appreciate the call very much. Take care.
Sure.
All right. That's James in Clearwater, everybody. We appreciate the call. And, yes, that's exactly it. Yeah, they do accuse you of everything that they're trying to do themselves, and that is part of the strategy. All right. Well, folks, we got a great song lined up this morning. It's Times 2 Tuesday. And we've got, so I was kind of looking at this earlier today, and I think we played this song once before, but let's take another quick listen to it here this hour. And the next hour, we've got another song by the same artist. We're going to start off this morning with a little Patti Smyth and The Warrior. Next hour, a song that, well, you'll recognize it as Patti Smyth, but maybe not recognize, be as familiar with it. But it's kind of cool. It's very cool. A very rock song. But let's start here now with The Warrior. Here we go. Hit for her, of course, and Scandal, of course, had some great songs as well. Goodbye to You, Love's Got a Line on You. And Patti Smyth had some other great hits, and even one with Don Henley, I believe. So it just, you know, there's a lot of work that she's done that a lot of people may not be quite as familiar with. But Patti Smyth, great, great rock and roll voice. There's no doubt about that. Okay, let's take a look here real quick at some of the national weather as we're heading into this Tuesday morning. A major winter storm through Tuesday over the Central Plains into the upper Mississippi Valley. This from the National Weather Service. And there is a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the middle to lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys and Gulf Coast on Tuesday and Wednesday. There's also an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coasts on Tuesday. So you want to be aware of that. Taking a look at some of our precipitation this morning. And by the way, in my area, looks like we're going to have precipitation on Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, it's coming up on Easter Sunday, by the way. So that might, unfortunately, impact some of the Easter egg hunts, I'm sure. But nevertheless, might be getting some rain. Right now, listener Joan up in Seattle might be seeing the rain falling out of the sky at this point. You've got our friends in Portland, looks like to the east of you, a little bit to the west. Portland proper looks like it's fairly clear at this point, but the rain's right near you. Then, of course, we also have a lot of snow in basically southern Minnesota, and this is going to head on up northeast up through Marquette, Michigan, and the UP, and then it's pretty much all rain for most of the north part of Wisconsin, and then also through the northeast and southwest parts. So actually, I should just say the east and the west of Iowa. You've got rain in the east. You've got rain and snow pretty much in the western parts right now. But this rain's going to come down from Wisconsin over through Milwaukee, down through Chicago, and pretty much cover up all of Indiana, most of central Kentucky, most of central Tennessee. Eric might be seeing the rain coming down right now, or might be seeing lightning flashes out there in the sky. And it's going to come on down through the northeast part of Alabama. And then also, as well, you're going to be seeing it coming down through Mississippi, through the central and northeastern part of Mississippi, down through Louisiana, the southern part of Louisiana. New Orleans, all this is staying pretty north right now of New Orleans, but that could change, of course, and we'll continue to monitor it as we go through the next hour. Then also in Nebraska right now, if you're in central and southern Nebraska, you have all kinds of snow in your area right now. So be aware of that. And then also, let's see, rounding it out a little bit in the central Arizona, we've got snow that's north of Phoenix right now. So be careful out there, everybody. We want you to get there in one piece. And by the way, we're climbing up to the top of the hour. Can't believe hour number one has already gone by. We're going to come back after your top of the hour news. 949-822-7959 is the number. And we shall return. Hour number one is now in the books.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.